The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
The Morning Extra is your one-stop shop for all things conservative news. Get your day started the right way, only on Extra 106.3.
Good morning, our 8 o'clock hour audience. Thanks for joining us on the Morning Extra. The 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Central Heating and Air. Sign up for one of their packages. I'm already a subscriber to that. They come out to my home and take care of both my heating and cooling systems twice a year. And also, whenever you have any kind of issue, they're at your home within 24 hours. That is more than worth it. Central Heating and Air. No Tug today. He is on the college tour with his son. He is already committed to the College of Charleston, but this is the time where you get to make the official visit, and they take care of you, and it's a lot of fun. And so I hope he and his lovely wife, Laura, are enjoying that this weekend with their son, Jacob. You still got myself, Los Medina. You got Rhino on the other side over there as well, and Flounder knocking out the show. I think Flounder's into like a donut or something like that. I'm just taking a look.
Sausage and biscuit.
Sausage. Yeah. Okay.
You should know better. Donuts? Not in that body.
Yeah, you're
well,
right.
I've already had the yogurt and carrots, so now I'm treating myself to a little dessert.
Ooh. Oh, he got a little crazy and decided I'll consume a little bit of sausage with that. So, yeah, so hopefully you're grabbing yourself a little bit of breakfast. I just wandered over. I'm doing it's been a crazy week. So for those of you that don't know, background in sports, just as Rhino does, and I committed to it. My old radio show over on our sister station, they had some people vacationing. They asked if I would sub in, and so I made it a point. I go, well, I can do it for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I can't do it on Friday, and so I've spent the entire week where I will do the politics with my boys. And then I get a couple hours to rest or maybe catch a little nap, and then I go do sports, and that finally ended yesterday.
Whew.
So I made it a point. I got to work from home because I wasn't going to get home from volleyball practice until late in the evening. And so I wandered over to the kitchen, and my dad, who's in town as of right now, he's like, so you going to have anything left for golf? We committed to play golf, Rhino. I was going to say, I don't know what you're doing at 11 o'clock, but I was going to say, if you want to jump on in, ride in the car, you can be the car girl, do whatever you feel like. But, I committed to it last night, and as I got up this morning, I was like, oh, my God, golf at, 11 o'clock. This is going to be a little bit tiring. But, you know what? I'm going to power through it. We'll make it happen.
A tough golf round. That's really going to get you.
Well, I haven't played in about 3 months, and it's supposed to be, I think a high of, 48 or 49 today.
Yeah, it's cold. I don't like playing in the cold.
No, I'm not a big fan of it either, but he was all gung-ho. I go, hey, you want to go to Topgolf? Because you got the bays are heated. He's like, no, let's go play. I want to go play. I was like, oh, my God, this man.
I get
it,
though.
Well, this is what happens with the retirees who play twice a week.
Yeah.
He hasn't played so far this week, so he's jonesing.
Yeah, you got to get out there. I know. My mother and father down in Florida, that's all they, let's go. Even if it's rain, they don't care. They just want to play at this point. They got to get their golf in. I'm the same way. I wish I would have known. I would have brought my clubs today and tried to jump out there with you. It would have been a lot of fun. I love separating myself from the real world and getting on a golf course. There's no better place in the world for me than on a golf course. So I always enjoy it. And I have made my resolution to play more golf this year. And look, after my very impressive performance at our Top Golf Small Business Open, by the way, next year when you get involved in the Small Business Open, we finished fourth. Some teams had some ringers, the top three teams I saw, they had four ringers. We brought and had fun, but we finished fourth. I felt good. I'm ready to get back out there now.
See, and that is where I look over at the time and temperature and I go, it's 27 degrees. I'm like, in 3 hours, it needs to be 50 degrees.
Don't call me in the cold for golf.
This one's going to be brutal. You know when it's bad? There won't be a cart girl.
Yeah.
No way.
Right.
There won't be a cart girl. We'll get out there and they'll tell us, you're going to have to wait 2 hours because we still have a freeze warning. The frost on the face. That's what's going to happen. I just know how it's going to be.
Oh, no.
8 o'clock hour is, of course, brought to you by Central Heating and Air. We'll get to, is this really WWE 3? We'll talk about that in a matter of minutes. But right now, Rhino, Biden's got a nominee. And when they came under questioning, it was pretty amazing what little stuff they actually knew about this country.
I love Senator John Kennedy. First of all, I love the fact that the other day with George Santos, who I am not a fan of, anybody who pretends to be a part of the Holocaust or every lie he's told, not a big fan. And I love that John Kennedy called him a bunny boiler.
can I point something out about him? The more that comes out about him, the more I'm like, what a weirdo. And the fact is, It almost serves to make the left crazy, because as much as they're calling on Speaker McCarthy to somehow, hey, listen, you can't let him on committees. You got to silence this guy. He's a total liar. I agree. The man's a total liar and he's a nut. But the fact that they won't do anything to him makes the left even more crazy.
Yeah. I'm almost wondering if he's such a liar that he doesn't even realize he's not a Republican and he's actually a Democrat. That's how much he lies. I'm surprised about it. But yeah, yesterday, John Kennedy calls him a bunny boiler and then goes on to sit down and ask questions about about the Constitution to Judge Charnel. And I don't know how to pronounce her full name, but I believe it's Bjelkengren. She was a Superior Court in Washington, D.C. I feel like I could crush that. I'm sorry, in Washington State. And President Biden has appointed or nominated for her to serve on the U.S. District Court of the Eastern District of Washington. Now it's time to confirm. So the first question is, tell me what Article 5 of the Constitution does. And a lot of people would be like, I don't know. I don't know. Her answer was, Article 5 is not coming to the mind at the moment. And he's like, scratched his head, literally looking at her, and then goes, and why is this important? Then he asked about Article 2, another one where she said, I'm not sure about that either. Well, this is kind of important because what do they do? Well, number one, Article 5 of the Constitution is about the amendment process. If you don't know about the amendment process, what are you doing being a judge? I mean, that's number one. Article 2 invests the executive power in the President of the United States and learning about the powers of the executive branch. These are two really important laws that I think she should know about.
Well, and you bring up Article 5, and the reason why he's asking that initially is because you do have a number of judges at times when they overstep the bounds of their power that are looking to basically overwrite laws that we have by ruling from the bench. And so when you ask about Article 5, it's asking about how the way we change things in this country is through amendments. It's through laws. It's how we alter things. And so when you ask somebody who's up for this sort of role, you just want to be able to dig into it. When they basically flat out tell you, I don't know, okay, that's a little bit of an issue there.
Yeah, and the more he asked, the more she couldn't, especially about different purposive approaches and not knowing how to interpret the law or the philosophy of how to interpret the law. So it shows that this really contradicts what she's supposed to do as a court nominee, a district court nominee. If you don't know the rules, if you don't know how you feel about interpreting the law and whether you're going to bring politics in or not, you shouldn't be there. But this is exactly what this Biden administration and this administration has done. Of course, she is a minority, and she's a female. That's one and two. That's all they wanted. Here you go. Here she is. Look, she looks good on camera. She is everything we want, but she has no idea what she's doing.
You talk about when it comes to the Constitution, and I even before we even started this position back with you guys, I made it a point to go back and read through the entire thing just to brush up. You know, it'd been a good 20 years since I was really deep into the Constitution, and that was when I was studying business law, and then everything kind of went from there. What is so fascinating to me at times is how these people that hold these offices or applying to hold these offices have such little understanding of the founding of this country and basically completely ignore it. They're that deep into it. I had a guy on Twitter, this was a couple of years ago, where he talked to me about the separation of church and state, and I flat out said, you realize that is not in any one of our founding documents. You'll find it in a letter for the Federalist Papers. It has nothing to do with anything we've built. And the man was an attorney, Rhino, okay? He was an attorney practicing law in the state of Georgia. And so anytime he made any comment from there, I'm like, oh, look, it's separation of church and state guy. He'll never be able to live that down. But imagine that, when you can't talk about how amendments are made to the Constitution as a foundational element of the Constitution, yet you're trying to land yourself a circuit court judge job.
And we see this all throughout. I mean, when we were looking at the race here with the midterms, I mean, Chris Carr is a great attorney general. He knows the law, knows what he needs to do. You ask Jen Jordan, well, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to, you know, do the law. I'm not going to prosecute based on the law. This is the kind of people that we put in. Do you want to get stuck with these people because, oh, look, she's female. Oh, she fits this box, check that one, check that one. And that's what we've done with this woman who, when she was asked about it, she says, well, in my 12 years as an assistant attorney general and in my 9 years as judge, I wasn't faced with these kind of precise questions. So what does that mean? That means that what? Just because you haven't been faced with them, they're not important for the job that you're applying for? That's like me going into a Home Depot and be like, yeah, no, I never have done any of this, but I want to run this place. Well, what do you know about home building? Oh, not a thing.
Well, I want to bring up Chris Carr because he was a guest earlier this week, and we've gotten a chance to talk with him a number of different times. And Chris Carr, as of 6 or 7 months ago, I couldn't have told you anything different between Chris Carr and former NBA player Antoine Carr. Okay, I couldn't have told you the difference of the two. Couldn't have told you the difference of the two. What has impressed me so much about Chris Carr is that Chris Carr understands the Constitution and the law so that he understands the limits of power. Okay, that is the foundational aspect of when you understand the Constitution and you understand your role within it and the job you have, you understand the extent of your power and the limits of your power. And so when Kennedy asks these questions, it's to gauge, do you understand that you do not have the kind of power that you think you do, or I want to see what power you think you have.
Yeah, and that was the important part of those questions. Absolutely, 100%. You're absolutely right. And this is what we need to do. We need to be asking, and this is, I mean, this is by the book. He could have went and said, tell me about your woke ideology and woke this and woke that and this and that, because that's what we see a lot of these lawmakers do. But he brought it right to the point, ask really good, simple, basic questions about the U.S. Constitution, what our law of the land really is. And if you can't answer that and you want to be in this kind of position, I'm sorry, you're not going to get confirmed. And I hope they don't confirm her, because it would be an absolute joke if the Senate goes ahead and pushes her through. Because if you can't answer those questions, you don't know how to interpret laws. You can't tell what kind of judge you're going to be, whether you're going to go on your feelings and your wokeness or you're going to go by the law. We got a problem.
8 o'clock hour of the Morning Extra is brought to you by Central Heating and Air, along with Flounders Sausage Sandwich. Those are the two things. And they are driving the bus in the 8 o'clock hour so far this morning. I want to bring
Flounder
this up with
sausage.
You guys.
I can't imagine the commercial for it. Would you like to put Flounder sausage like sandwich in your
jelly
mouth?
Or grape on that.
Here you go. You're gonna love it. Could you? Yeah, we got to get that. I tell you what. If I was to talk to sales and we got a daily drop of sausage biscuits dropped off to Flounder,
tease me like that
every single morning, and it was sponsored. Where all, and again, none of us get the rest of it. In fact, we would only get it through his own grace, where he's like, "I had an extra one here. You can have it." I mean, he would be the happiest dude in the world.
Yeah. You are worthy to have a sausage and biscuit this morning.
Oh, I find you worthy, and you, like, you have That's a right. sack of like 10 of them, and you're like, you are worthy today, and you are worthy today.
You were a good boy. You were a good boy.
Yeah, or we could just, you know, go through any Democratic bill and look at the sausage there and go, hey, this sausage update is brought to you by Flounder's Sausage.
It'd be like, you know, whatever. Goldberg's, who delivers you the sausage sandwich for Flounder.
Look, any local
morning.
Sausage companies, call us. We got you.
Yeah, reach out to us. Again, Flounder's going to eat well, and we'll get you a sponsorship that's going to be tied in with that as well.
I'll have to check with the Nest in Kennesaw. They're jumping on with us. I love that place. It's one of the greatest places. They have the best wings ever. I'll have to check and see if they do any kind of good sausage, too.
Any kind of breakfast sandwich, that'll get Flounder all straightened out. Let me ask you guys this, and I bring up the whole breakfast thing because, like, our friend Buck Ballew, former Georgia quarterback, works over with our sports sister station, see him every single morning. One of the things that he likes to do in the morning, he gets the kids off to school, and he'll stop by the coffee shop, which is just down the street right, it's a biscuit bar.
He's been doing that for 20 years.
Oh, my God. He'll stop in, and you know, people are very comfortable. You know, him and I live about 5 minutes away from each other, and people are very comfortable with, like, hey, Buck, what do you think about this weekend with the game? What do you think about this? And he's very friendly with his time. I wonder if you were to walk in to the coffee shop today, biscuit bar, and if you were to ask people, are we in World War III? I wonder what they would say, because as of yesterday, when we had the announcement that we were going to deploy our M1 Abrams tanks into Ukraine, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you this. The Russians immediately turned around. The Kremlin basically pointed this out. Oh, now you're in active war with us.
Yes.
Okay, so here's the deal. Even though Joe Biden says the tanks pose no offensive threat to Russia, the Russians are looking at it like, oh, now we're at war with you. I don't know if the rest of the country, if the rest of America has any idea that the ramping up of this stuff, the Russians are at war with them. We may not consider ourselves at war with them. Like on this show, we do.
Yeah.
But they are like, no, we're at war with them. And that's how it's going to be. And so that is mind-blowing that we are entering, tiptoeing into World War III right now.
Yeah, this is, look, Russian media is all over this right now. Now, some of them are downplaying it and saying, oh, this isn't really that. But they accuse Germany of escalating war by saying, hey, we're going to give you tank delivery, so why wouldn't they do that? But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter because all of us are going to look and go, look, Putin's out of his mind. He's crazy. He is a danger to the entire world. This is a big problem, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, you have to look at it in a way that this man is looking at it. It doesn't matter what the rest of the world thinks. It doesn't matter what we think. This is not an escalation technique. It only matters what Vladimir Putin thinks at this point.
Yeah, and what we're talking about ultimately is, and this is, I understand the escalation. Right now, the Soviets are fighting with 1970s hardware.
Yeah.
Okay? Like that legitimately, their stuff is not technologically up to what we have or even what the Chinese have. Okay? Like that's a simple fact of it. So when you drop M1 Abrams tanks into a theater, they're so far technically advanced that the Russians are like, well, how do we fight those? That's going to be a problem. How do we continue our aggression? Mm-hmm. Those will take us out. At the same time, their only thing now is we have to escalate the war because we're fighting with older stuff. And if there's anything that history has told you about Russians, you will run out of bullets before they run out of Russians. Okay? Yeah. They'll just march them and keep marching them in.
The other thing that Russians know is they have allies. They have people who hate the United States as much as Vladimir Putin does. And that is the real danger to us, is that he may not have the capability. He may not have the items, but there are places that will help him and may even join in him. That's why the World War III thing is getting to be a point where we're real scared. Biden says that, oh, these shipment of tanks, you know, are most capable tanks in the world. And then goes and says, but it's not an offensive threat. No, it's a defensive threat, number one. I mean, and that's the important part. But the other part is that they have to be trained how to use these M1A1s or the M1A2. They cannot just, you know, go get in the tank and go, all right, let me see. Oh, here's the manual, how to use it. No, this is going to be a training that takes 6 months to a year to train some of these people. That right there looks like aggression. That looks like we're getting involved. That looks like we have a, you know, that we're giving Russia an ultimatum to either surrender or we're going to allow this to continue to happen.
Yeah, this is not an Indiana Jones movie where you just happen to jump in the tank and, oh, look, two gears and a trigger. Yeah. This is easy, not
short
a problem.
Round.
No big deal. When
get
we
on
get
the
back,
turret.
We will get into some headlines, get you up to date with what is going on. Also, get you up to date with what happened on Twitter last night with Project Veritas, and also what is happening in Memphis is going to bear watching tonight. We'll talk about all of that as we continue the Morning Extra right here on Extra 106.3 FM.
Start your mornings the right way with Tug, Rhino, and Los on the Morning Extra.
Well, we brought this up. So Centaur came up on the bingo card earlier in the 6 a.m. hour.
That's right.
If you had tucking, well, that came up during the Neil Bortz time. And also, Kimberly Guilfoyle's puppies. And he wasn't referring to her dogs.
That's right. He was not. So all of those topics you have missed just today, just this morning.
Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station is Extra 106.3.
Hello, Atlanta. It's your friend Carlos Medina. You can call me Los. Everybody else does anyway. For Duffy Realty of Atlanta. And let me ask you something. Is $800 a lot of money? Because it is to me. And when you talk about traditional real estate agents out there, their average compensation per hour when they do the transaction on your home is $800 per hour. Okay, that is more than what happens when you're at your doctor's office. That is how much that transaction is worth. Well, that is not the case with Duffy Realty of Atlanta. You're still getting the value, but you're not having to fit that kind of bill. What am I talking about? When you list with Duffy Realty of Atlanta, first off, there's nothing down to do it, okay? That is not part of their structure. And when you close on that home, and they will sell your home, they're going to get 0.875%, okay? That is the structure by which they do things. What does that mean for you ultimately? You're going to save thousands of dollars, all right? If you're somebody who you get your home all taken care of, everything's ready to roll, your home is going to sell itself, well, that is going to be a really good option. I've had my friends sell three different homes with Duffy Realty of Atlanta. My in-laws got their home sold with Duffy Realty of Atlanta within 24 hours, save thousands. I have also worked with them on the buyer side. You're already looking at the websites. You know the homes you want to go take a look at. Duffy Realty of Atlanta can be your representative there and get you back up to 1.5% of the commission. Think about that. You're going to make a lot of money coming out of buying a home. It's time to now find that community that shares your values. That's what you can find with Duffy Realty of Atlanta. DuffyRealtyATL.com.
When your team wins, you celebrate with them. Georgia has claimed three championships in just 14 short months, and now you have a chance to own a piece of history. You can honor Atlanta's victories with a custom-made commemorative ring designed by Solomon Brothers Jewelers. And there's only one out there for you to win. You've trusted Solomon Brothers for decades for unique jewelry to celebrate life's big moments. From engagement rings, earrings, and bracelets to necklaces and loose diamonds, Solomon Brothers Jewelers has helped you capture moments you'll treasure forever. Remember these events in sports history with this incredible commemorative ring. There's only one like it in the world, and it could be yours. Visit our social media platforms at 680 The Fan and register to win this dazzling piece of memorabilia. Made from pure silver and stamped with the 680 The Fan logo, this ring captures the Dogs' win over Alabama and TCU and Atlanta's win over Houston. See it for yourself at Solomon Brothers Jewelers in Buckhead and Alpharetta and online at SolomonBrothers.com. And learn more by following us at 680 The Fan.
A swarm is terrifying. It's relentless. A swarm is a force of nature. To compete at the highest level takes a team, a group of individuals so connected they play, defend, and strike as one.
Loops it up the left sideline, streaking in for the left, double clutch jam!
Let's rally the swarm at McCamish Pavilion this Saturday as they battle the Duke Blue Devils. Get there early to make sure you get the special giveaway from game sponsor Invesco QQQ. Visit RamblinRec.com.
When it comes to a target date fund, a lot of adults take the set it and forget it method. But is it the best option? Hey, we're here with Eric Johnson of the Hoffman Financial Group and the host of Money Unleashed every weekend here on Extra 106.3. Let's talk a little bit about target date funds and what are the pros and cons, because I know you're not a fan of a lot of them.
Target date funds are literally my least favorite mutual fund possible. Every year you get closer to that target date, they use a premise of your age, right? Because the older you are, the less risk you, theoretically you should have in your portfolio. So what happens is every year you get closer to that date fund, they're going to be putting more and more funds into bond funds. So it's not adjusted for inflation. It's not adjusted for your life ups and downs. When we go over these things with people, a lot of it's eye-opening because when you have a mutual fund in general, you've got no idea what the mix is inside of there. Tell me if this sounds familiar. You get a prospectus once a year. There's about 15, maybe 20 selections. 12 of them are target date funds. They all end in an X. There's five little symbols, and you got no idea what's in the American Contra Fund or the Vanguard Institutional Bond Index. All you do is you revert back to numbers. That made 20%. I want some of that. That made 13%. I want some of that. And then when you actually realize what these mutual fund managers who are charging these extra fees are investing you in, you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. But guys, you're never going to understand those until you actually sit down with somebody who can point those out to you and make a solid recommendation based upon your wishes, wants, and needs. And that's what we do.
Your stocks, your bonds, your target date funds, they're going to react differently to a down economy. Let's sit down with Eric Johnson and the team at the Hoffman Financial Group and take advantage of that complimentary portfolio x-ray. 678-345-0067 or always online. Unleash Your Money.
Investment advisory services offered through Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, RWA, a registered investment advisor. RWA and the Hoffman Financial Group are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BWA, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Now, today's headlines, presented by RBM of Atlanta, your Mercedes-Benz connection since 1964.
All right, here are your RBM headlines for today. In the state of Georgia, Governor Brian Kemp signed an executive order allowing him to call up to 1,000 Georgia National Guard members in response to tonight's release of body cam footage from the arrest of Tyree Nichols, a 29-year-old motorist who was beaten by five black Memphis police officers. He died 3 days later. They are scheduled to release the video today at 7 p.m. Police in Cobb County have arrested a homeless man that is accused of drugging and molesting a 12-year-old girl at Shaw Park in Marietta. Authorities say the man, Douglas Darch, offered the girl a water bottle that made her dizzy after taking a sip. Darch was booked into Cobb County Jail on several charges. And the Atlanta Braves have lost scouting director Dana Brown to the Houston Astros. Brown will now be the new general manager of the world champion Astros. Brown was hired in 2019 and is largely credited for helping stock the Braves farm system with tons of talent.
In a matter of moments, we will get into what we expect to happen in Memphis tonight, as they are expected to release the body cam footage by 7 o'clock in the evening, just in time for nightfall. It sounds like a great idea. let's talk about this, though, right now, because we've made sure to hit on it every single hour, because not enough media establishments are doing it. When you talk about great investigative journalism, that is something that NBC, ABC, CBS, PBS, they should all be doing when it comes to what has gone on in this country over the last couple of years. And yet, it's taken Project Veritas to blow up the biggest story of the year thus far, maybe of the last several years, that you have a director of Pfizer who believed he was on a date with another person and was bragging to him about the gain-of-function research that they are doing within their company. Now, this is a person. They're not a low-level employee. They actually report to a person who then reports to the CEO. This person is a high-level director. They are the director of mRNA research on a global level. This person, if you watch the videos from Project Veritas last night, lost their mind when confronted. The night before, the video of what they were bragging about was dropped. Last night, the response to when they were confronted, and this person lost their mind, basically tried to assault the Project Veritas people, locked them into a pizza parlor, and then proceeded to call the cops. And before, this is Jordan Tristan Walker, before eventually having to have everything broken up, he jumped in front of the vehicle from Project Veritas because he wanted to get a hold of the iPad, believing that that was their only piece of evidence showing the video of him bragging about what he bragged about.
And if you want to see the video, I tweeted it out at Rhino, R-H-I-N-O, extra 1063. Make sure you follow Front Office Lowe's at Front Office Lowe's, at Tug Cower, and at Brent Dundon. The funny part about this video to me is, it almost looked like, you know, if you were to, like, turn on the Clintons and then try to save your life because you know that the information that you gave out is going to get you killed. He was scrambling to get that iPad, trying. I mean, it was like he was afraid for his life, because maybe he is. Maybe he's a little bit of afraid of Pfizer and whoever they have after leaking out this story. Now, for him, it was unintentional, I guess. But the reaction just shows that he was telling the truth. And he said, oh, I was lying the whole time. If you tell me you're lying, then I believe everything you say is a lie. So I'm believing the truth. When you didn't know there was a camera, you spoke the truth, sir.
His comment was that his company was involved in mutating COVID-19 on their own. And why? And his quote was, so they can preemptively develop new vaccines. And he pointed out, it ain't good for America. It's great for us. It's great for Pfizer. We're going to make a ton of money off this. So these people, according to him, are messing around with this virus in order to be able to, hey, let's see if we can make it more virulent. Let's see if we can get, because he talked about the monkeys they've been able to infect. He's like, we were able to infect all of them. And they're all passing it to each other so that they become the primary source of vaccine and you have to buy it from them. They're setting up the cash cow. Oh. And so to have that out there, and credit to James O'Keefe, he's the one who is the head of this entire thing. This is real journalism. This is what we don't get from anybody else within this country, because everybody else is tied in with these big pharma companies.
Yeah, everybody is tied in, and this guy wanted to be tied into this. In fact, he said he wants to work for these big pharma companies, and he called them evil. Why would you call something evil and want to go work for it? I'll never understand.
Well, when you bring up that point, and he was kind of mocking, it's like I'm going to go work for one of these evil companies. I was right. like he was mocking the fact that that's what you call them.
Right, exactly. And big pharma, the evil big pharma companies. He wants to make money, and he knows this is the way to make money, whether you like it or not. That's what this is about. And he even said, I want to make tons of money. I am a diehard capitalist who wants to assist the evil big pharma companies. And then he talks about, you know, important research, life-saving therapies like Viagra. This guy, to him, it's a joke. All of this is a joke. And he was exposed for who he really is. This man was doing the evil work of Pfizer. Pfizer has made so much money, and I find it surprising that the left is not complaining about how much money and record profits that Pfizer or any of these big pharma companies are making.
Now, understand the background of Jordan Tristan Walker. He's a 2011-2012 graduate of Yale. He then went and did his medical degree from Southwest Texas Medical, which, by the way, you know, is a place that I would drive by on a regular basis when I was growing up in Texas. They have a bio lab when it comes to monkeys, okay? This is where you go when you want to learn this kind of science. That's what they do. He wasn't like he went there to learn how to be a pediatrician. That was not what they're doing there. And so to have him then, within a 10 to 12 year span, get to this high up within Pfizer, as he put it to his date, this is what his quote was, as you can imagine, no one wants to be having a pharma company mutating effing viruses. He's pointing it out. This is what we're doing. So, yeah. I mean, the more that this comes out and the more that it has been silenced by the mainstream media is the reason why, Rhino, I think the more that we should be talking about this. We have long talked about biolabs and other places around the world. And yeah. Gain-of-function research is completely illegal in the United States. Yet, you know, Pfizer has labs all around the world. You don't know where they're doing it, but he flat out told you that's what they're doing in order to visit this and make money in this country.
Yeah, and I think it's important what you said, too, is that once this information gets out, because that's the important part, this information does need to get out. We need to have some kind of transparency. The government will always tell us one thing. We didn't tell or we can't let you see this. We can't let you hear about this. It's in order to protect you. It's in order to do this, do that. No, it's in order to protect them, the policymakers, the legislators, the politicians, the big CEOs of big pharma, big tech. That's who it's there to protect, not the actual people. So let us see the information. Let us make the decision. We voted you in. You're supposed to be an American just like me, just like Carlos, just like Flounder. Let us do with the information that we want. I love the fact that Project Veritas has broken two really big stories on Twitter and has had the ability to use Twitter Spaces and use this platform for what it was made for, which was have a town hall. This is why they have just seen so many people. 16 million views, 17 now, 17 million views. I mean, every hour by a million more views, people are tuning into this. And this is the real information people want to see. Good job by Project Veritas. Great job by James O'Keefe. Guerrilla journalism is the only way we can get the truth out there right now. And there's only one team leading it, and it's Project Veritas.
Last thing I have on this before we talk about what's going on in Memphis, and this is where I think we need to start really harnessing our power on this stuff. So a Twitter space room, when it's busy, so they had about 20,000 people that were in there last night. That's a big room for Twitter spaces. Typically, most of them have about 1,000 people, maybe 2,000 people, okay? Our radio audience typically is 10 to 20 times bigger than that. And so when we talk about, you know, talking about these stories or bringing these people on to tell their stories, as much as we go, wow, Twitter Spaces, that's really cool, I think we need to do a job of finding those stories out there and putting them on our airways. You know, mm-hmm. vet the people, bring them on, let them tell their stories, because the only way that we end up affecting any kind of change within this country, especially when it comes to this crazy tyranny that we're dealing with, is to have these people have a bigger platform. Let's talk about the five officers that have been charged with murder in Memphis. Tyree Nichols, a motorist, ends up being basically beaten to death by these officers. They're all charged with second-degree murder as of now. I tell you, they're going to release this footage, Rhino, and the more that I kind of look into this, the more I'm thinking, are we going to see any kind of violence? Are we just going to see a protest? Or I almost feel like the BLMs of the world and the Antifas of the world don't get involved in these sort of things, because they realize, man, we'll be found out real quick that we're just a bunch of white liberal haters who are going to cause problems.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's going to be the case, because already the Party for Socialism and Liberation, they've already announced multiple direct actions. Now, if you don't know who the Party for Socialism and Liberation are, they were involved in the 2020 riots, or what they want to call peaceful protests, and they're Antifa. That's exactly who they are, and whether or not somebody wants to label them, that's fine. If you're in the middle of doing something like Chris Carr said, he's not going to throw labels on them, I will. That's exactly who they are. They've sent out direct actions for Atlanta, Boston, and Detroit already. Justice for Tyree Nichols. Friday, Park Station in Boston. D.C., again, Detroit, downtown Detroit, Atlanta. So we're seeing it again. This is what's going on. Oregon, of course, they've put out another one for Oregon. There's other groups out there, too. Another one called Crime TH, which they were banned because of what they've been doing and taking over. They've started another Twitter page. They're out there talking about this too, talking about making sure that we get out there on the streets, we stop these evil police. Even if they fire a few cops over this, they have no intention of what they of protecting this minorities. Police are too violent. Let's go out there and make a scene. This is what's going on behind the scenes. These are things that people can research, find for themselves. We need to put a stop to this because this is getting stupid.
This is going to be interesting because you have a number of people who have tweeted out Antifa and BLM leftist groups are trying to incite a George Floyd style uprising over the death of Tyre Nichols. But I guess this is what's so wild about it. I want to see how this plays out because all you've had so far by his family are peaceful protests and just saying, hey, we're going to get our justice. This is how it's going to be, and this is how the legal system's going to play out. This does not have the same stigma of a white police officer restraining George Floyd and then George Floyd dying of fentanyl. This has a different kind of vibe to it. And so I'm going to be curious to see if 2020 tactics work in a 2023 environment, in which case the family and everyone in Memphis is saying, hey, this is going to play out according to the law, and that's what we're going to accept, and that's what we want.
I mean, and that's the way it needs to be. It doesn't matter the color of the skin of the cops at this point. A man was killed by the police. Why? Was this excessive? That's what this video needs to show us. But we need to see the entire video from beginning to end. We need to see Tyre Nichols actually evading police, recklessly driving. I want to see it all. I want to see everything before I make a decision. What these five black police officers are, I guess, accused of at this point seems to be way more violent than you would have seen with Derek Chauvin or any of the other police officers up in Minnesota. Then there is no Black Lives Matter in this moment because, and I'm sure that this is an important message for them, but do they want to get caught up because they know Antifa is getting out there? This is the problem. There are members that may be Black Lives Matter members, or they may just, you know, hold up a shirt that says Black Lives Matter and may not give money to the really bad part of the organization, but there is room for peaceful protesting. Chris Carr said it. Governor Kemp said it yesterday. It is okay to peacefully protest, but these people are infiltrating groups like the Black Lives Matter that might be standing out there and making this look worse than it was. It'll be interesting to see what they say, because I think they should use, you know, look, if you want to say the police are too violent, fine. If they need more training, fine. I get it. Peacefully protest about it. But I have a feeling that's not the way it's going to turn out, even with the family saying, hey, please make this peaceful.
It's going to be a wild night. We're going to see how it's going to play out. And again, we talked about what happened earlier this week and what we had go on over the weekend right in downtown Atlanta, and how it wasn't as large as what we saw in 2020. It was not anywhere near as well funded. It was not as well organized, because Democrats are moving away and moving their funding away from this stuff because they realize it does not do good for their party. Be curious to see how big this thing is, what it looks like, and what occurs as this body cam footage is going to come out. All right, when we get back, as the 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Central Heating and Air, as we finish up the Morning Extra, I'm going to pose this to Rhino. If he wants to be a true mountain man, he's going to have to do this. Talk about that next as we finish up the Morning Extra right here on Extra 106.3 FM.
Support conservative conversation on the radio in Atlanta by emailing us at sales@xtra1063.com.
Welcome back. It is the Morning Extra. Front Office Los, along with Rhino, along with Flounder. No Tug this morning. He'll be back on Monday as he is doing the college tour. They're getting a chance to be a... Well, they don't wine them, but they do dine them when they do the official visits over at Coastal Carolina. And so hopefully his son Jacob is having a great time. We'll be sure to check in with him. I'll make sure to text him later to see how everything is going. As Rhino, we haven't steered too far off course.
No, not too bad.
We take care of the show, you know?
Yeah. We've done a really good job. I mean, this is our best behavior so far when we've been left alone.
I would say so. I mean, normally things go well. We did have the whole GEB thing that happened, but that wasn't our fault. That was Kimmer, and we can't control Kimmer.
Yeah, no,
man's
we can't.
A Marine. You know, no. you let him do what he's going to do.
Yeah, and look, again, those are bingo words. Those are extra bingo, and I think we're going to start a Woko Bingo Challenge where we're going to come up with all these woke words. When they show up in the show, you can email us, get a card. We'll give you the card. And then
we win prizes, fabulous prizes.
Fabulous, wonderful prizes. Hey, I want to bring something up. I'm going to be doing a new Rhino Conspiracy, and we're going to continue the Rhino Conspiracy. We've taken the show off the weekend, so what we've done is we're going to do a video podcast 3 days a week starting soon, so pay attention for that. And they're going to be 30-minute segments after the show. It's going to be a video podcast on our YouTube channel, on our Rumble channel, and then, of course, there'll be a downloadable link to it as well, plus the podcast as well. So for pay attention, starting next week, I'm doing a big in-depth into who Antifa and the anarchist really are and what they really want. And you'll be surprised to find out what they think about borders, what they think about climate change, and how it all relates to what we're seeing today.
And I'll just tell you this. I know one of the ones that you're not going to cover is Damar Hamlin. We've established that. God. We're gonna leave that
conspiracy
theory.
I saw another one
yesterday.
It was horrible. It wasn't even him walking, and they were like, look at him. He can barely walk. Yet the other day, he was holding up heart signs, and it wasn't even Damar Hamlin. We got to stop this now.
That is a wild conspiracy theory that just that's one of those, again, there is a time when it's a bridge too far where I go, listen, I'm not jumping on board with you. That's my one. That's my bridge too far. It happens to be that one where, why haven't we seen him in public yet? Well, you have, yeah. But he is also taking his time and doing his thing. And so, listen, if it turns out it's all true, then I'll have egg on my face and I'll say you all were right. But I'm just saying, as conspiracy people, we're like 24-0 in the last 2 years.
Right.
Let's take our victory here and let's let this one go. That's all I'm pointing out.
I'm with you.
So I want to bring up this story because we touched on it just a tiny bit during the week, and I've now established – I now know what a true mountain man is.
Okay.
And Rhino, you're getting very close.
All right.
The work you do on your property, the way you've now set up yourself to where if you needed to just live on your property and live on your property alone, you're very close to being able to do that. The amount of animals that are out there, the bears that you deal with.
Yep.
I bring you the story of ex-NFL player Derek Wolfe, who had 34 career sacks, predominantly as a member of the Denver Broncos. Well, he got a call from a friend that told him about, hey, in our rural neighborhood, we have a problem. It's like, what is that? It's like, there's a cat out here, and it's killed two dogs.
Yes.
Like, well, when we say cat, we're talking about a 200-pound mountain lion. Well, Derek Wolfe went ahead and got his weapons together, and again, he's you know, legal hunter. He's able to do what he's able to do. He tracked this thing for 10,000 feet. He says, we go up there, and the first thing we see is a full-grown mule deer that the cat had drug across the road. First off, imagine that. Mule deer are not small.
No, they're big.
They're huge.
It's amazing what these cats will do. I have a Black Panther and a Bobcat that, they're like three of each of them that hang out behind my property, and they run down, and that's where we're trying to get some calves over to that side of the property, so we need to make sure that it's safe. But they fight with the wolves, they fight with coyotes, they fight with these Russian boars and the Russian hogs that come down. They will eat a Russian hog, and you couldn't even put the rest of that hog in your hat, and they'll do it within a matter of minutes. They're so quick and dangerous, man.
Well, so in this case, Derek Wolfe hunted this thing for, again, 10,000 feet. He says, I've been through some tough training camps, brother, but this hunt was, man, it beat me up. I was beat up. I'm all cut up and scraped up. I was in full body cramps and barely made it up there. He had to get to elevation. As he says, I was able to make a good shot, an ethical shot, and harvested the cat and got him out of there and did everything by the book. This thing, he's holding it up. It's right at his head, and it goes all the way down to his feet. I don't know if you've seen the Derek Wolfe stuff on Instagram. It's a huge cat.
I saw it when you kind of put in, like, part of the story, and I was like, I got to look at this thing. It is huge. It looks almost exactly like one of the cats that's on the back of our property. I guess I have to go and get one. I guess I have to hunt one.
You got to hunt one down.
I have to do it ethically. My neighbor Lynn will tell you that a few boys from the Atlanta area, a little south of Atlanta, came up because they heard about it. He allowed them to use his property to hunt a cat, and they ended up in a tree, and he ended up getting a weapon out of it because they ran so far because they were so afraid of these cats. Because what they'll do is they come in groups and they will surround you, and there's no way out of it. Even in a tree, they're going to get to you eventually. So you got to be really careful. They're quick. But I'm going to get one. He's promised me we're going to go and he's going to show me the correct way and the proper way and the safest way to hunt them. And we're going up in a few weeks to make sure that they don't attack anything else.
My dad ended up getting a bobcat when I was younger. Able to shoot one out in South Texas. And that thing, we're probably talking maybe like 30, 35 pounds. Mm. I can't imagine 200 pounds, the size of those cats. The sheer strength and speed and everything else, and how if you've got one of them running around your neighborhood, your area that you're living in, your remote area, man, that is eating any kind of livestock you got. It's eating your animals. Yeah. You're worried all the time about that thing.
Yeah, I mean, these things look like they work out up in the mountains. I mean, they're like built like football players. They're huge. They got such strong muscles. They're scary. So do I get my, I said I'm not going to buy a cowboy hat until I officially am like an official mountain man. Can I get a cowboy hat after I take one of these cats out, Los?
I think that you would be able to have the exception. You would be able to put on your cat badge. And in fact, on your car, you could put a cat paw on the side. You know, like old fighter pilots would have, marks of everyone that they shot down. You could put a cat paw on the side of your truck and be like, listen, I already got one of these cats. This is what I'm able to take out. And I think that earns you the buckle. That earns you the hat. Listen, you are already like 3/4 of the way to mountain man status.
Yeah, yeah.
You just need that one key thing that everyone goes, that dude's a dude. You know what? To where when Lynn talks to you, he talks to you like as an equal.
Yeah, yeah. That's
right
what
now,
I mean.
Right now he talks to you as kind of like the student.
Yeah, I'm the student. Yeah, this is definitely my sensei, if you were to look at it that way.
Mountain man sensei.
Yeah. Now, I have killed a bunch of squirrels, so I wonder, like, kind of like a Pandora bracelet. Can I get like little notches on my belt with like a little squirrel logo, or am I allowed to wear that at least so far?
It's like almost
a merit badge.
When I was growing up, I still remember, like, if I was to, shoot a rabbit and everyone's like, oh, good, great, you got a rabbit, or oh, we got a quail, oh, it's really cool. It wasn't until I was 7 years old and I got my first white-tailed deer that the men in the camp was suddenly like, oh, okay, we got a little something going here. You got a little bit of hunter to you.
Yeah.
It's kind of that same concept. Like, you can, and squirrels got to be tough, okay? Squirrels, they're small, they're fast, they're difficult to deal with. My dog chases squirrels every single day. She's never caught one. That's just how it's going to be. But if you want to graduate, you got to get the bigger game. And I know you can do it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not telling you have to deal with the bears. The bears are friendly. They do their thing, whatever. But if you do happen to have, as y'all add, whether it's chickens or calves or anything else, you are going to have to deal with more predatory animals. And by the way, that is when people have, when anyone's like, no one should have an AR-15. No, people that live out there want those sort of weapons because it's easier to deal with the predatory animals when it comes to the livestock.
Yeah, when 20 wild hogs come running at you, and they will destroy your legs, they will destroy you, they can kill you very easily, they're so quick, and when they run in packs. And if you only have one bullet, or, if I were to walk out there, even with my M1 Garand, which is an old World War II weapon, I still have 8 rounds. That's still not enough to take care of these cats because of the way they move, how quick. You better have an AR-15. You better be a good shot, and you better be ready, because there's no chance you're surviving when, 8 to 10 cats come running down at you, or 20 hogs come at you. You're in deep trouble. So this is the importance of having these kind of gun regulations. People don't understand what it's like to live where I live. It is scary. And there are some nights that I sit outside and I'm lighting a fire and I can hear them. I can hear them growling. I can hear them crying. I can hear things howling. It gets kind of freaky at one point, and that's why, you got to carry your rifle with you.
See, the only thing I have is I have one of those torch flashlights, because every now and then we'll hear some of the coyotes, like, celebrating or, squealing out. And I'm always trying to light one up just so I can just see, how many are there out there? And I've only ever seen maybe like one or two.
Yeah.
They're very secretive, secluded animals. You hear them and you think, oh, they're like a yard over. No, they're not. They're like 400 yards, 300 yards yeah. off. But I'm always kind of checking around. And when I let my dog outside, I'm not worried about it. She's 60 pounds. She's obviously bigger than them. They ain't going to mess with her. She's behind a fence. But every now and then when I hear them, I just make the point. I'm like, nope, not going to let her out tonight. Just, you know, yeah. you just stay here in the basement next to me.
Now, sometimes it's scary. Sometimes it's enjoyable. Like there's a crazy lady down the street who has about 407 cats that she has accumulated because they just keep going. I do enjoy some nights when the coyotes and I hear cats screaming.
Oh, yeah. You wonder, like, are those feral cats? Are they doing whatever?
Oh, no.
Yeah, they do celebrate. And I wonder, like, in my area, you know, because we have a rather large wooded backyard area and it runs through a stream and everything else. I do wonder when I hear them, like, is that a deer? Is that a squirrel? Like, what did they get?
Yeah.
Because when they start screaming and hollering and celebrating, it means that they got something. And I'm always just curious. I'm like, what was the kill that night that they were able to go wild about?
Yeah, and it is kind of fun because sometimes I'll find bodies at the bottom of the property or on the road. They'll drag them to the road or drag them around to the side or off the road. It's amazing to see what animals will do to survive. And that's the important part of life anyway, is we all have to survive and everything will do what it has to do. I can tell you right now, I have no problem shooting a cat because if it's going to mean me or the cat, bye-bye, cat. Sorry, got to go. I won't shoot the bear. Like I said, there are certain animals I just won't shoot because I don't care. Fox, don't care about the fox. They don't bother me. Now, when I get chickens,
got to protect them chickens.
I need those eggs, man.
You got to earn your big cat badge. That's what you're going to have to do.
All right, eggs are worth millions.
That's right. That's going to do it for us. Those eggs are gold. The Morning Extra will be back on Monday. Tug will be back as well. And again, we'll be getting a chance to catch you up on all the weekend's craziness as we'll see what happens and plays out in Memphis. For Rhino, for Flounder, for Tug who's not here, I'm Los. We will talk to you again on Monday. This is where Tug always says, y'all come back now, you hear?
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to WadeFord.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory certified used car outlet at WadeFord.com. Wade Ford, we are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.